The budget for the Tongass National Forest has been on a downward trend since October of 2006. Mark Hummel is a district ranger for Wrangell.
The Tongass is looking at several factors to reduce budgets, including reducing the number of vehicles we have, the number of administrative facilities. That's why we're closing roads that we can't afford to maintain anymore. And we're also looking at reducing the number of employees. So for Wrangell, that means a loss of 11 positions.
In October 2006, prior to the start of the reorganization process, there were 46 full and part-time employees in the Wrangell Ranger District. By this fall, there will only be 35.
What we're facing right now is people finding themselves without a place on the organization chart, and that's harder. People not having positions is hard for the people in that spot, for the people who care about them.
Difficulties of the staff reorganization also affect those who still do have a position at the Wrangell Ranger District.
We've already done a lot of the reduction by people moving, retiring, or moving on to other jobs and not filling behind them. There's some difficulties there because people still have to try and keep up with the work, want to keep up with the work. Forest Service people in general are can-do people who want to get it all done. And so even with fewer people, they're still trying to do that, and that causes some stress.
According to Hummel, the various districts on the Tongass will be losing 33% of their staff, whereas the supervisor's office will be gaining 2%. What this means is that there will be more people serving more than one district.
With lower budgets, we can't afford to have one of every specialty on the districts anymore, but we still need that expertise. So we'll rely on people in the supervisor's office to work across a number of districts. Or, for example, one person might work for three districts now instead of having one on every district. So we'll have a lot more sharing of resources.
One example of this is...
For timber sale planning, we'll have a zoned or shared timber sale planning team with the Ketchikan Misty Ranger District. Where each district had a team of their own before, we'll be sharing between the two districts. And so clearly, with fewer people, we're going to be able to provide less service. We simply won't be able to provide what we could before.
The timber shop in the Wrangell Ranger District is not the only department being hit by the reorganization. While timber will be diminishing from 13 positions to 11, the planning staff is being reduced from 7 employees to only 2. The engineering department had 5 staff members before the reorganization. After, it will only have 2. And the business management department is also being affected by the loss of one position. One department that will not be greatly impacted by the budget cuts is recreation. Hummel says Wrangell can expect to see the same amount of those services. While these staff changes within the Wrangell Ranger District do affect the overall community in general, Hummel says he's not sure to what extent.
Some of the people who retired still live in Wrangell. Will they buy any less on their retirement income? Hard to say. Certainly for the families that have left, they're not in town anymore, and that has an effect with one or two less kids in school and less income. Some more people may leave Wrangell. We have a couple of positions where people may move into Wrangell. So the short answer is yes, there will be an effect on Wrangell, and I can't tell you how much that will be.
Hummel says he expects the staff reorganization process to be complete by September, if not sooner. This is Lisa Fu reporting in Wrangell.